Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight, taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us, and we truly, truly appreciate it. Guys, tonight we have a double header. Yes, you heard me right. We have a double header. We have Dorothy Whitfield, and we have the dynamic. We have a dynamic double power pack one for you tonight. We have Dorothy Whitfield, and we have Wanda. And I'm telling you, Miss Wanda is also, these two ladies, I'm telling you, you're going to be ready, on fire, to inspire and everything else. But Dorothy is going to be first, followed by Wanda, Miss Wanda, the transformational coach. So first we have the self-love and relationship coach. Then we have the transformational coach. So when I tell you dynamic duo, put your socks on, because Wanda Hollis and Dorothy Whitfield are here for you tonight. So before we jump into the show, though, I want to thank our sponsors. Thank you so much to each and every sponsor, Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experience of the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Her books are available on all of your online bookstore outlets. You definitely want to go out and get that book. It is a definite account of how God had delivered her son from over a 15-year addiction to alcohol. So thank you, Evangelist Townsend, for supporting this broadcast. Also, Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. I'm telling you, he is a minstrel from heaven. If you love jazz, he has different jazz tunes. Check him out on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. Unique Expression by Design. They specialize in any of your custom products if you need it for your business or personal needs. Angelise Washington is there to take care of you and bring your dream to a reality. And I'm telling you, she can do your t-shirts, your cups, your pens, your mugs, and journals. And for the month of March, she'll be running a special for any of our On Fire to Inspire listeners and authors, because remember I told you we're going to be doing an author showcase, so make sure you stay tuned for that. The last 2 weeks of the month, we're going to be celebrating Reading Awareness Month with an author showcase. So if you're interested in finding out more, email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com if you're an author and want to be showcased on the author showcase. And then Roz Hair and Beauty Bar is located at 1501 Highway 138 in Conyers, Georgia, beside Golden Crust, inside of F&D Beauty. Roz specializes in all of your hair care and beauty needs, from relaxers, twists, natural hair, lock maintenance, quick weaves, lashes, makeup, sew-ins, and so much more. Roz takes care of Miss On Fire to Inspire. If you ever see me getting ready for an event or anything, and then people say, oh, your hair is flawless, your makeup is flawless, it's because Roz has taken care of your girl. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, you can call and schedule your appointment today at 404-599-3712. Again, that's 404-599-3712. Roz is running a special on lashes for the strip. She's doing a $10 special, and I think she's doing a special on the individuals for this coming month for $25. So give her a call at 404-599-3712 and let her take care of you. And then finally, PrintTower.com is your one-stop shop to business cards, flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites. Thank you to sponsor for On Fire to Inspire. We truly, truly appreciate you tonight. Guys, I tell you, we are in for a treat, a definite treat. We have Ms. Dorothy Whitfield coming up first. She is our relationship and self-love coach. She helps people realize their dreams, and a lot of the people that she speaks to are women. And both of our people tonight, our dynamic ladies tonight, are going to be their audience. A lot of times they speak to women and help help them live out their dreams. But at the same time, it's applicable to anyone, because if you take it to heart, you can apply it to your life. So welcome. Let's welcome Miss Dorothy. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you this evening?
I am absolutely wonderful. Thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, it is my pleasure. It's my pleasure. So, Dorothy, I want you to introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire audience.
Well, my name is Dorothy Whitfield. I am a wife. I am a homeschool mom to four little ones. I am an entrepreneur. That is what I know. That is what I grew up in. I'm a writer, and I work with people that are ready to heal their relationships, heal their life, like their relationships, not just with other people, but also their relationship that they have with themselves, so that they can fully live in alignment and be in flow with who God has called them to be.
Amen, amen. I love it. Be in alignment. All right. That's what I'm talking about, because so many people are unaligned. They're out of alignment right now. Amen. And it is so key to be in alignment, because so many people are existing and not living the life that God has declared for them to live. So if you were speaking to a person right now that says, you know what, I'm that person that's out of alignment, and they have their hand raised, they're like, talk to me. What would you say to me to get me back on track? What would you say to that young lady or young man that's listening to us right now?
I would say to take a step back, mm-hmm. and get into the right atmosphere, get into a place of silence, a place of calm, so that you can allow God to help you to see yourself, mm-hmm. and to show you where you need to change. And the great thing about God is he's not going to overwhelm us with, oh, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this. No. He's not going to do that to us. He knows where we are. He knows what we need. He knows the steps that we need to take, and he knows how much we can handle at a time. So allow him to just minister to you. Take your pen and your paper and write it down. Evaluate yourself. Like, be honest with yourself about where you are, because a lot of times we say we want certain things in our life, but it's not showing up in our life. And that's because a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So if you say that you want something, but you keep doing other things that's pushing that thing that you say that you want away, well, you have to find out, okay, obviously I'm double-minded in this area. So God, how can I come in alignment with who I'm called to be, come in alignment with those desires that you've placed on my heart, the path that I'm supposed to walk, so I can walk that path instead of going, you know, to the left field and doing mm-hmm. other stuff. So first, get in that quiet place and write down, because a lot of times, you know, when we have, you know, we're around certain people, we're in a certain atmosphere, and we're just a different person, not the person that we're called to be. But when we get in that quiet and allow God to just minister to us and say, okay, I know that I'm not living the way that I'm supposed to be living. And I'm not even talking about you just being absolutely wilding out, because there's plenty of times that you cannot be wilding out and still not be living in alignment with how you're supposed to live. You work in a job that you know you're not supposed to be working. You're in a relationship that you know you're not supposed to be in. And I'm not just talking about your intimate relationships with, you know, whoever you are dating or whatever it is, or whoever you're getting to know. I'm talking about even with friendships and even with family, because sometimes we're not even supposed to, you know, be walking with family at certain times, because they can kind of, you know, even Jesus had some issues with the people that knew him when he was growing up. So that would be the first thing I would say, is take a step back and evaluate and pay attention to your patterns and write it down and just be honest with God and be like, listen, something is off, something is not working. You made me, you know me. I need to come back to my creator to find out what exactly I am supposed to be doing, what you have called me to do.
Amen, amen, amen. I like that, in a quiet place, because everybody's so busy. You can't hear him because he's so busy. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love it. So this getting into a place of trying to move forth in what he's called you to. Do you see a lot of people that seems like they're stuck in the past where, but I can't move on? You know, are you seeing a lot of that?
Yes. And the thing that's interesting about that is sometimes we can be so used to a place and so comfortable in a place that we don't realize that that is a problem. And it's so funny that you mentioned that I thought about the reason why, you know, I thought about like looking back and, you know, turning into salt and how people, they look back and they get salty because they're so focused on what happened in the past that's why they're so salty and so bitter, because they're so caught up in what happened in the past. And a lot of times when we start that healing process, we stop it because it is so uncomfortable and it hurts. I was showing my kids a video the other day of there was a turtle. And the turtle had a straw stuck in its nose. And these people were trying to help the turtle by pulling the straw out of his nose. And when I tell you, it was so heartbreaking to see them trying to help this turtle. But even in them trying to pull it out, it was pain. But they're helping it. But, you know, it's like when we are in the process of being healed, it's not going to necessarily feel good. And sometimes you can be like, listen, I'd rather just go ahead and deal with this pain that I'm used to than deal with this hurting, healing pain. And we have to get over that and be like, okay, we got to let God peel back these layers. We have to let him peel back these layers so he can reveal to us, okay, this is why I act like this. One of the groups that I work with are women that are rape and sexual assault survivors. And there is a lot of stuff that comes with that, a lot of layers that are hidden, and they were hidden to protect you, but now you don't need that protection anymore. Now you have to open your eyes and realize that God is your protector. But because sometimes we feel like nobody was there for us, if I don't take care of myself, nobody else is going to do it. And also that's that, oh my goodness, the dangers of that spirit of independence. And you hear it so much in music. You got to be independent. You got to be independent. You got to be independent. But how are we called to be independent, but we're going to work together? How does that work? That don't work.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So the topic itself, I am more than enough. What does the topic itself mean to you?
I am more than enough means that I have enough for myself. God has given me enough for myself to take care of me, and the overflow of that is enough to lead others to Christ, is enough to bless other people. I am more than enough. Because enough to me just says, I just have enough for me. But more than enough is I got everything I need plus some. Plus I can help you and help me.
Amen. So we have so many, you know, men and women that we go, going back to that part where they can't get over the past. Well, you know, now we got this person who's, you know, gotten over the past, and they forget giving everyone else. But guess what? They forgot to forgive themselves. Forgive themselves for staying in, you know, bad relationships, or staying in something where they allow people to use them too long, or, you know, and it could be friendships, family, you know, whatever the case may be. What would you say to that person that needs to learn how to forgive themselves?
I would say that you did the best that you could with the information that you had. you did your best and recognize that you did what you could do with the information you have, with the mindset that you have, and just allow God to constantly renew your mind.
Yes.
God forgives you. Who is greater than he is? If he can forgive you in all his greatness, who are you to sit on your throne of, I don't forgive myself?
I like that. On your throne of, I don't forgive myself. Like that one. I like that. So, Dorothy, what's one of the things that you tend to see the most with, you know, when you're talking to, whether you're talking in a group setting, a one-on-one setting, or speaking and at events, what's something that seems to be like the most popular thing that you see that can keep the person stagnant, or it could even be an excuse? What's something that just kind of, it jumps out at you that you see so many times?
I see a lot of times people say, if I don't do it or if I don't help this person, then it won't get done. Or they give so much of themselves that they have nothing left. They are like spinning their wheels, trying to do everything, especially parents.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, you know, people that just have just an awesome heart, but they are killing themselves for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're called to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Killing yourself for somebody else is not loving yourself. So you are not really loving that other person when you are not loving yourself. And it's okay. And I think a lot of times as followers of Christ, you know, we think, oh, well, we have to, I can't do that because that's being selfish. No, we're called to take care of ourselves. It's a line. It's a difference between being selfish and I don't care about anybody else and taking care of yourself, eating like you need to eat. You need to eat. How are you going to have energy for everybody else if you're not eating, if you're not sleeping? And on top of that, we are not called to rescue everybody. We're trying to do God's job. Stop trying to do what God didn't call you to do. Maybe the reason why that other person can't get the God that they need in their life, the healing that they need in their life, is because we keep trying to step in and heal them and be their God.
All right now. All right. We're trying to be God, play God.
We're trying to help everybody else, but sometimes you got to step back. Sometimes we have to hit our rock bottom. I know I have hit rock bottom so many times, but I can look back and be like, oh, okay. I was very smart, but I was not very wise. And I had an opportunity to talk to a young lady recently, and she's trying to figure some things out. And I told her, pray for wisdom, because God will give you wisdom. Because a lot of times, a lot of us are so smart, but we just do a lot of unsmart things.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of unwise things. So we can be smart all day long, but if you don't have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, then all of that smartness is for nothing.
Exactly. Now, Dorothy, I'm going to shift gears just a second. And I want to talk to that person that's listening, whether they're a woman or a man, because like I said, my audience is both. What would you say to that person that's in a toxic relationship and they don't know how to get out? What would you say to that person?
I would say to seek God, especially if that person is not your spouse, then definitely get out that relationship. Definitely get out of the relationship. If it is not your spouse, why accept toxicity in an unhealthy relationship into your life and they are not even willing to marry you, even if they are willing to marry you? Like, it's something about, like, when you get married, you see the full person. Sometimes people don't really show up before you get married. They put on their best face. You know, but when you get married, you get that person, don't leave. They are there. So if they are already showing you who they are, then run. and find out, take some time with God to find out, okay, what happened? Why did I attract this type of person into my life? What am I holding on to? And a lot of times that unforgiveness, that that person, especially your parents, if you have issues with your parents, then you're just you just keep attracting that person into your life that is like your mother or your father or whoever was that role, played that parental role in your life. Now, for the person that is married, I would say seek God. I would say seek God and focus on your healing. What areas you need to heal, where in your mindset you need to be healed. There was something my husband used to do that used to just bother me so much. And then eventually I realized, oh, it's not my husband. It's something that my mom would do. That's why it really bothered me. And once I had that revelation, then him doing it, I don't even remember what it was. But it didn't bother me anymore because I was like, oh, it's not him. And sometimes our spouses are mirrors. So it takes some participation to be toxic. Like, you chose to be in that toxic relationship. So everything is a choice. So you can choose to figure out where you're being toxic because our spouse is a mirror. So you can choose to find out what area you need healing in and just pray for your spouse and you know, follow God's lead. I don't tell anybody to get divorced. I don't tell anybody to stay married. I tell them to do what God told you to do because it's your marriage and it's your life. And, you know, sometimes God leads people in certain directions that other people don't understand.
So one of the taglines that you have is you speak to clients on live bold, love bold, and self-love. Kind of expound upon live bold and love bold.
Live bold and love bold is about living without fear, fearless living and being fully who you are and who you are called to be, regardless of who doesn't like it. Being authentic in who you are and not putting on a show, just being you. Like, this is me. This is who I am. This is the personality I have. And walking fully in who God has called you to be without fear of what other people are thinking. Loving bold is about loving yourself fully. And loving others, even if that means loving others from a distance, even if that means that those people are unhealthy. Now, I didn't say you had to interact with them and be around them all the time, but you can still love them. And loving people without fear, loving people fully, just like I had to go through a really big healing process before I got with my husband because I was in a lot of toxic relationships. And so I had to take a step back and say, okay, God, what's going on here? Because I say I want to get married, but I'm over here with all this extra unhealthiness. And because I was able to take that time and just be with God and allow God to minister to me before I got married and during my marriage, I'm able to open up more to my husband. I'm able to love him, and I'm able to say whatever his choices are his choices, and that's between him and God, and that's his decision. But I can love him knowing that, you know, he may decide just to do whatever and act up, but that's between him and God. But I'm going to fully love him, and I'm going to fully love me and embrace the calling that God has on my life.
Amen, amen, and amen. So, Dorothy, we have probably tonight, I think a lot of women have reached out and said, I'll be on, I need this, I'll be on. What would you say to the lady that's listening that says, my world right now is chaotic, and I'm ready to move forth. I'm ready to press the unpause button, and I'm ready to do the things that God have called me to, despite having, you know, these children and, you know, single mom or single dad, because we got a lot of single dads now. So what would you say to the person that says, my world is a whirlwind right now, but I'm ready to stop the chaos and move forward? Because you've touched some chords for that person. So what would you say to that person now?
I would say it all starts with what's going on the inside. Your outside world is a reflection of what's going on the inside of you. And even when things happen, we can choose how to respond. We always have a choice. We always have a choice. And remembering that we always have a choice has been something that has given me hope during times when I felt so hopeless and have felt like, okay, God, what's going on? Where are you? I'm just like, I'm not feeling this. And so remembering that you have a choice. You have a choice. And understanding that we're going to all go through. But he said that he will be with us as we go through. So keep in mind that you can change your thinking. You get in your word. You like some of the things that I do is I have a certain video that I watch. It's about a 5-minute video. I try to watch that video every day to shift my mindset. I read Psalms 91 every day to shift my mindset. I have some words that I speak every day to shift my mindset. And I speak what I am grateful. Ooh, saying what you are grateful for out loud, even when you are feeling off and things are feeling off balance, it can do something for you. It can, like, you experience a powerful shift. And just knowing, having an understanding of what you want. Because a lot of times we can say, oh, my life is not the way that I want it, but you don't even know how you want your life. So get into a place to know what do you really want, because it's easy to be like, oh, I don't have what I want. But then if somebody asks you what you want and you'll be like, well, I don't, well, I want, well, because there are so many opportunities available to you. Your daddy is a king. You are royalty. You have opportunities available to you. You have doors available to you that will open for you. Recognize who you are and start thinking like royalty and decide. The first thing is make a decision. Like, this is not working. I'm making a decision that I will change my life. That is one of the things that helped me so much to be like, recognize that, like, okay, what I'm doing is not working. So that's it. I'm not doing it my way anymore. God, what do you want? What do you want me to do? What should I be doing? And even if you, sometimes, you know, we have those times where we're used to certain patterns, we're used to certain habits, then be gentle with yourself if you slide back. Shift what you're listening to. Change what you're watching. When I wanted to go from single to married, I did a lot of things. I set boundaries. I changed the music that I was listening to. I changed what I was watching. I changed so many things. And I was able to go from single to married in less than 12 months.
Wow.
And on top of that, if I would not have done that, I wouldn't have been able to receive my husband. If I wouldn't have spent time with God, I wouldn't have been able to receive my husband. And the reason why I say that is because my husband was a virgin when we got married. So because of all the stuff that I had been through, because of how I used to see myself, because of the fact that, you know, I had been raped, I had been molested, I had worked in adult entertainment, because I felt like I was dirty, I was no good, and I didn't see myself the way God saw me, I had this mind state of, God, I just want to please you. What can I do? I just have to work hard. And somebody was like, God is already pleased with you. What you talking about? You got to do all this work and you got to jump through these hoops. God loves you. And so because I just allowed God to minister to me, because I just allowed him to love on me, instead of trying to find love from all these other sources that were not fulfilling, because I allowed real love, God's love, to fill me, I was able to receive my husband. I was able to recognize that I am worthy. And at the same time, I'm able to see other people's worth in a different light.
Yes, yes, yes. That is such a beautiful, beautiful story, because many times, you know, people have told you everything but the fact that you're worthy. They've called you everything but a queen or a king. They've called you everything but beautiful. They've called you everything but what God has called you. And so many times you hear that and you hear that, and you start kind of taking it in, although you're telling yourself, I'm not that, but you keep hearing that, and you start letting those words come into, become a part of you. And that is not who God called you to be. Who did he call you to be? What did he call you to be? Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Now, you said some things that really, really, like, made me happy. You said every morning I listen to this. Did you say watch a video or listen to a video? What, you said you listen to something.
I have a video that I watch. It's about a five-minute video. But I listen to or I watch something that's some kind of motivational, inspirational video. Because the big thing for me is shifting mindset. If you don't have something you want, it's because you have a mindset issue going on. If you don't have something that you're called to have, then you have a mindset stuff. It's your heart. You have heart issues. You have a mind issue. So I do things that will help me shift that mindset so you can change those voices. It's just like eating food. So you're constantly, if you feed your body unhealthy food, well, your body is going to be unhealthy. And you're going to have cravings for unhealthy food. Well, the more that you eat healthy food, every once in a while your body may crave something unhealthy. But the more you keep feeding yourself healthy food, then your body will change. You'll be able to release those toxins out of your body, and just everything will change for you. You'll feel better, and you get used to being healthy. So now that unhealthy thing that you used to feed yourself, it doesn't taste as good. Just like there's certain kind of candy that I used to eat, but then I switched to, like, organic candy. And then when I try to go back and eat that other candy, it tastes nasty to me. I can taste those chemicals in it. And it's the same way with a lot of other things, like a lot of the music and the certain TV shows, or, like, whatever it is, what you read, the people that you're around. Like, back in the day, when I was, I used to be around a lot of people that were in the adult entertainment. I used to be, I was the leader of a LGBT organization back in the day. And so everybody I was around was part of the LGBT community. Everybody I was around was outside of family. They were part of the adult entertainment community because that's what I was feeding myself. That's what I was around. But when I decided to shift, when I decided to make changes, then all of a sudden everybody I'm around, kingdom people. So it just makes a difference. You just keep feeding yourself the right food. You just keep feeding that food that God has for us. And a lot of times you have to be so careful because some of the people that's teaching you the Bible don't know their Bible. And they tell you stuff means one thing, and it don't mean that. So you have to be careful who's teaching you and who's preparing your food. Be careful who's preparing your food. Be careful who's feeding you, who you taking food from. Just watch out, because a lot of times they confuse themselves. So don't just, you know, just allow God to minister to you, and he'll bless you with mentors, even people that you may not have a personal connection with, but you'll find them through videos, and they'll be able to enlighten you. And God, if you allow him to, he'll reveal it to you. He will open your eyes, and you will see the truth.
Amen. Amen. What would be some final things that you would say to the listeners this evening before we get Wanda involved?
So I was speaking at an event last week, and one of the exercises I told them to do, and I'll share with your listeners, is create a self-care, self-love plan.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out how you are, how you feel, like when you are your best self, like when you are in alignment, you're like, all right, me and God, we are doing this thing. I'm in alignment. I'm doing it. How you feel when you're that way. And also write down what you do, like that maybe you got sleep. A lot of times we are not getting enough sleep, so it throws us off. A lot of times we're not eating enough, we're not drinking enough water, we're not spending quiet time with God, we're not allowing him to minister to us, you know, listening to music, whatever it is that helps you, write that down. And then write down how you feel when you're out of alignment, when you know you are yelling, you fussing, you got a bad attitude, and also write down what you do that caused you, what you did that caused you to, you know, feel that way. You know, did you eat something bad? Whatever it was, did you miss your Bible reading? Whatever it is, write it down. And then you ask God to help you bridge that gap between who you are when you are behaving in unhealthy ways, when you are not taking care of yourself, when you're not showing yourself love, when you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off, when you're doing all that stuff. Ask him to help you bridge the gap so you can become that healthy person that has peace, that person that regardless of everything that's going on, because there's going to always be emergencies. You know, even when it's mm-hmm. when God calls us home, then somebody going to have an emergency. But that doesn't mean that you are meant to answer their emergency. And so recognize how to bridge that gap. And even call me if you want somebody that will work with you personally to help you bridge that gap so that you can be healthy, so you can fully be yourself, so you can mentally, like just that health, that mental health, that heart health, loving mm-hmm. yourself so that you can love the people that you're in a relationship with better. And that's family relationship and your other relationships, your relationships with friends, so that you can attract those things that you desire. So you can mm-hmm. have those shifts in your business, because it doesn't matter if, you know, you have a business make receiving $0, which that's not business, but if you have a business receiving $1 million, if you are running yourself ragged and your family is like, we don't ever see you, your friends don't ever see you, then it's like that's no life. That's not a life mm-hmm. that God wants you to have. That's not an abundant life. You want a life full of joy, that you enjoy your business and you enjoy your family. So that's what I would say. Pray to God about how to bridge that gap. Write those things down so you have an understanding of where you are and where you want to go. And then pray to God about how to bridge that gap. Well, give me a call, and we will work together to help you bridge the gap so you can become your best self, so you can walk in complete alignment, in total alignment with who God has called you to be.
Amen, amen. Well, Doctor, we truly appreciate you taking the time with us. And if time permits, we're going to be opening lines for questions in a little bit. But right now we're going to bring Wanda on so we can get her on in here and get these questions and get her interview started. And we appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Miss Wanda, how are you this evening?
I am super fantastic. How are you?
Super fantastic. I am great. Guys, we have Wanda Hollis. I told you guys we have a double header, two dynamic women tonight. So we just finished up an interview with Dorothy Whitfield. Now we have Ms. Look, I'm going to let you introduce yourself to the audience, Wanda.
Well, first I want to say just thank you, and I have enjoyed the interview. I was some notes here as Ms. Dorothy was talking and giving up the good stuff because, you know, you always stay learning. And and I just tell you, my pen is always opened up, taking notes. So I just appreciate that everything that you two have already got started. So I just feel like, you know, you just it's powerful. It's powerful, very powerful. And thank you again for inviting me on your show.
My pleasure.
So you asked me a question of who I am. Is that correct?
Yes, I did. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I say that I like to answer that question, and I would say that Wanda D. Hollis is a work in progress. And just happy to be here serving the kingdom and going along with following my journey and my path. I am originally from Detroit, grew up, raised, went to school there, and was married, have two beautiful children and about five grandchildren. I'm a very proud granny. I would say if I knew what I know now about being a grandparent, I probably would have skipped over being a mom and would have just went straight to being a grandparent. But and I'm also just a person that likes to help people with their development. Been involved in a lot of different businesses, and it's always been rooted to serving, you know, and serving other people. So at this current moment, I'm a author. I do motivational speaking, do business strategies, just kind of helping people find their niche and just promote positivity. So I don't fit very comfortable in a box because I come with a lot of moving parts. You picture a toy and you open it up and you're trying to put it together and you got these extra parts that you couldn't figure out where they go, but the toy is operating anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That would be me.
Okay. Okay.
That would be me. So, you know, just going right along here in the Atlanta area, moved here in, I think, 98 from Detroit, looking for a fresh start. And I got it. And today, like every day, is just an amazing day, you know, every day. Every day that God wakes me up, I'm having a great day.
Amen, amen. So, Wanda, you are a radio show host, an author, a motivational speaker. You didn't tell us any of that.
Well, I didn't. Oh,
no.
Yeah, all of that, too. Because, you know, my pride and joy is being a grandparent. See, that just shows it all, right?
Yes.
Learning and loving from some little bitty kids, that's the best part of life right there. But I do transformational coaching. I help people kind of figure out things. I like to see people move on their passion, you know, what they're passionate about. And a lot of times you have to dig through, you know, moving the mess out of the way and getting to the nitty gritty. But that's what motivates me. And I've been writing all my life, just published a book titled I Am Enough. So it was really, it wasn't ironic. I guess it was just in divine order that you asked me to be on this particular show that was current to the movement that I'm on. You know, it's the I Am Enough movement. And here it's just about helping people see that wherever you are, that's okay, and just press to wherever you're trying to get to. But just know that you're enough. You're enough to get there, you know, despite what you might have been through and despite what you may look like. And I do, I have a radio show also titled I Am Enough. And here we talk about, you know, the subtitle is Your Dreams Matter, because I think if we all with just getting that alignment of focusing out of our dreams, then we can just attract more of what we want instead of talking, I call it double talk, you know, say, oh, mm-hmm. what I can't do, and then you're not focused on attracting what you want. So on our show, we have a variety of things, from listening parties. We promote what's happening positive in the community, activism, businesses that are getting started, or I've had some phenomenal people come on just sharing their passion, sharing their gift, and that's really, really excited. So that's what we have going on there, and that's over at the Instinct Radio Studio, which is here in Atlanta. We also stream live, and it's also, you're able to come into the studio, so it does a lot. You know, the energy is so high, and it's amazing. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So I am enough. What prompted this birth?
What prompted it? I would say in 2012, I was working at a law firm, and at the same time I was working on a book. At that time, the law firm went through some changes, and the company ended up getting sold. Long story short, I was out of a job, and I said that was it. That was the last time that I was going to try to do this manage of working on my dream and working for somebody else and doing all that together. Because what happens is I'll go into a place, and because in my spirit it's always to make it better, I'll end up doing a lot of developmental work inside of a company that I'm working with. But then at the end of the day, it still doesn't belong to me. You know, I still don't have first rights of decision.
Right.
So when that happened, it just took me to a place of, you know what? I said, Wanda, I'm going to take all of my skill set and just encapsulate it into one product. And then that product, we developed the company, which the name of our company is Walking Through the Storm. And it's a self-development company, business services. So out of that, we had a piece of it was related to women, which was our sister circle, and the subtitle was I Am Enough. And so that kind of all came out of that. Because, like I said, the mission is just in showing people that wherever you are, whatever you want to do, this I Am Enough is all you need, you know, the strength to stand. So that's pretty much how that, you know, came about. And I've just been running with it ever since.
Amen, amen. And, you know, I remember one time back when I was doing network marketing many moons ago, and I was doing a healthcare savings plan, and this guy told me, he said, he was one of my clients, he said, I decided when I had my last layoff that I would never allow corporate America to dictate if my family eat again. And so he started his own business because he was as a result of being laid off. And I was like, wow, that was a powerful statement that stuck with me for, I'm telling you, probably 15 years, because I think that was 15 or 16 years ago when that was said to me. And I thought that was so profound. And so you kind of took that same thing. Once that layoff happened, you know, you're like, okay, there's something more, God. There's something more out here than this. So, yes, and you wanted to take your power back, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't subscribe to giving my power away. So I had my power, but I wanted to just take full control of, you know, and then to not be limited to time, you know, because at the end of the day, I like working at night. And if you're working for somebody else, they may want you to work in the morning. I enjoy working on weekends. I don't like working on Mondays. So now I have that flexibility. You know, I can travel and work, you know, so it all works for me. And Monday isn't my through a focus, you know, it's about doing, being as creative as I want to be. So not only do I do that, you know, I've also co-produced a play. I'm working on putting a tour together now. You know, so it's just mm-hmm. when you're not bogged down with those restrictions, then mm-hmm. You're able to just do what you want to do. And I love being creative. So whether it's in the arts, or in the business arena, you know, it all works for me just as long as I'm, you know, creating. It's a beautiful thing to just be able to do exactly what you want to do when you want to do it.
Yes. Now, you know what? I love that statement, you know, doing exactly what you want to when you want to. And that comes with the freedom of entrepreneurship, you know. And so many people want to, they want to get the glory, but they don't want to do the work with it, you know? And,
yeah,
and
a lot of work.
You have to do the work, huh?
I said, that's true. It is a lot of work.
Yes, yes. So you have to put the work in to see the results, but I'm telling you, it is so worth it at the end of the day. So how long have you been doing your radio show?
Well, we started this one in July of 2016. I was
okay.
actually on another platform in 2010 when
mm-hmm.
I was in real estate. I was doing another platform, but it was pretty much just, at
mm-hmm.
that time I was promoting my home, my properties, and
yeah.
also doing a community piece. So, yeah, so that was my first time doing it was in 2010, and then I moved over to Instinct Radio in 2016.
Okay. I tell you, I started doing On Fire to Inspire as a result of a book that the Lord gave me. So it's so funny how your book and your show is the same title, was the same thing was here. This show is actually stemmed from a book that the Lord would wake me up in the midnight hour, giving me words to empower and encourage people. And he said to bring on people that would help awaken a gift or help, you know, awaken someone's purpose or a person that's just stuck. Help them move from that stagnant position into moving forward with listening to you and listening to Dorothy this evening and listening to many others. And the Lord gave me the analogy of Mary and Elizabeth. And so Mary would be you and Dorothy, and Elizabeth would be my listeners. And so if that person's just sitting on their gifts, that person's not doing anything, that baby begins to leap because there's such a passion in a person that's doing what God's called them to. And so there's such a passion to where that baby begins to leap. They can't sit still any longer. And then for the person that's walking in their gifts, they're doing what God has called them to do, they become even more engulfed in that flyer each, and it's like putting gasoline on the fire each and every week for them. And so I just praise God that he chose me to do this, because I tell you, I absolutely love it. I absolutely love what I do, empowering people, you know, through the show, through the books, through speaking engagements. I'm telling you, you know, somebody told me, so every time I see you, you're smiling. I said, because baby, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And so the world didn't give it to me. And it's not just, even though it's scriptural, it's not just saying, it's not cliche. It is that for me. And when that word becomes life to you, honey, please, you got a new way of living.
That's right.
So when you had that wake up moment, Wanda, you had the wake up moment. Did you see that your front row, your inner circle, got smaller?
Oh, absolutely. It gets smaller, and not only that, it changes, because then you start to really, really pay attention to
mm-hmm.
to your movement, to my movement. I started to pay more attention to that,
mm-hmm.
to where I didn't want to be moving in certain directions, you know?
Right.
It's like,
right.
Okay, let me eliminate that. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, so for, you know, it has to. You know, it has to change.
Yes.
When you're
yes.
trying to bring about a change, everything has to change. Dorothy said it before, you know, like if you're trying to put yourself in a certain type of energy, then you have to let go of certain things because that's what you'll keep attracting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so so absolutely, it changes. And what's funny is just for Christmas, my daughter had got me a phone. She got me a new phone. So and it wasn't compatible. I went from an Android to an iPhone, and I had all these numbers, like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of numbers in my phone. And I said, well, I'm not even moving over all those numbers to my new phone. And because I'm always the one reaching out and trying to stay connected. I said, you know, I'm gonna see who's gonna reach out and connect with me.
Right.
So the
right.
people that moved into 2017 was the people that want to be connected to me.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So I said,
mm-hmm.
wow, you know, that's a wake up call. So I brought
mm-hmm.
about probably about 20 some people into 2017.
Right. To how many? How
about
many
20.
Did you say?
It was about 500 in my phone, on the old phone.
Wow. That's something. And you know, but you see that, you know, there has to be a shift, because one of the things I realized is that everybody can't go with you where God is taking you, you know, and,
right.
you know, sometimes it may be a painful thought, because who you thought was going with you may not necessarily be, you know, going with you. It may be your best friend. It may be, you know, a childhood friend. It may be whoever it may be. It may be a family member that was really close to you, you know. But when people try to discourage you and you know what God has placed in you, well, guess what? He told you. He didn't tell them. So it's not for them to tell you otherwise. So you got to know within yourself
right.
and not allow that self-doubt to kind of sit in and take root. Because they don't see your vision. It's not for them to see. God gave it to you.
Right, exactly.
What would you say to that person that, you know, they got the cousin that's like a sister to them, or a cousin that's like a brother to them, and that cousin does not see what God has placed in them, but they know beyond the shadow of a doubt that God gave them this? What would you say to that person right now?
Right. Well, you said it. I mean, it's theirs. It's not for anybody else's. Your gift is your gift. That's why it's your gift, you
mm-hmm.
know, and it's not up for everybody to see it. The only person mm-hmm. that needs to see it is the person that it was given to. The only person
right.
that needs to believe in it is the person that it was given to. That's
right.
it. Because there's always going to be somebody that will come along that it looks like a distraction, you know, and
mm-hmm.
it's in the face of people that we're familiar with. But to me, that's just a tester. That's to test to see, is that really what you want? Is that really what you have in your heart? You know, like it's down in your heart. Can't nobody mess with it. And I think
right.
for the most part, a lot of us have to stop talking. Much. We talk too much.
Uh-huh.
You know, we talk too much. We put all of our business out there, all of our emotions about it. And then what happens is somebody come along and give you their opinion and you believe
uh-huh.
them. You know.
Uh-huh.
So to me, it's like, you know, it's okay to hold a secret. Know who to share that conversation with.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What's for you is for you. Nobody can mess with it. I'm not in competition with anybody.
Right. The only competition I am in is with myself to become a better version of me. So, and
that's
it's not even a competition. I'm just striving to be a better version of who he created me to be, you know.
Exactly.
And, you know, when you understand your true identity, you don't get caught up in competition with people. When you understand
yeah.
your true identity, competition is not even an option for you. You know, I just so love the place that I'm in because I haven't always been here. I haven't always been here. So, you know, being in that place of understanding who you are understanding your purpose and the plan for your life and walking in it, you know, you're like, wow, And as God is unfolding and showing you things, you're like, wow. Have you noticed that? Have you had one of those moments recently, Wanda, where you're just like, wow, God, well, you told me this, and I'm doing this now. Wow, you showed me this.
Absolutely.
Did you have one of those yet?
Yes, you know, in every day, because this is how connected I say, this is how connected I am to, you know, to the universe. I would think something or think about a person, and then they would call or they would show up. And now I no longer say, wow, I'm surprised. I would just say, I'm expecting you, because I mm-hmm. want to walk in expectancy. You know, mm-hmm. Dorothy talked about it earlier today, you know, like having rituals, doing things that keep reminding you of your purpose, that keep reminding you of who you are and whose you are and what you were put here to do. And you have to do that. You have to do that daily. You have to practice that walk daily. So, yes, and really and truly, like, now everything's moving so fast to where mm-hmm. if you really just put a thought out with a solid mm-hmm. belief system, girl, things be just popping all over the place. Be like, pop, 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 like popcorn. You'd be like, wow, this is going on, yeah. And I said to somebody the other day, because they were in awe about what was going on with them. They said, wow, and I can't believe this is happening, and this is happening, and this will happen. I said, you know, these are some conditions that we first have to stop, try to retrain ourselves in saying how surprised we are. But that mm-hmm. only speaks to how much pain and hurt that we've been through. So if we do a shift, and because we're doing this thing together, so if we shift together and we all start walking in expectancy, so uh-huh. many great things will happen simultaneously. You know, so mm-hmm. many wonderful things will just open up, and you'd be like, wow, you got some too? Be like, yeah, I got some too. You too? Yeah, I got some too.
You know,
you'd be working like that.
One of the things that I have realized as I've moved into the person is, well, you know, we're constantly growing in who he's called us to be. But as I've moved into my true identity in Christ, I have noticed that things happen so much faster because my faith is untouchable. Because I understand right. his word is a yea and amen. Regardless of what man says, his word is not going to return void to me. So, you know, exactly. I see things and I'm like, God, thank you. You know, and I understand that there's been a provision already made for every vision. I'm just waiting on manifestation of it. You know, so I'm just,
right.
when I tell you I'm excited and elated, honey.
Mm-hmm.
So when people say,
I know exactly
are you always so happy? Yes, I am on fire to inspire, and it ain't no joke. It's not saying something. It's not a cliche. It's not pretend. It is so real mm-hmm. because God is real, and who he is real, and everything that he's manifesting in my life and in the people that I see, you know, that understand who they are in him, they're just seeing his hand on a whole nother level.
Right, whew. Exactly.
Exactly. I'm gonna make myself
yeah.
happy.
You say woo. I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't. You know that that's in you. You
yes.
know that seed is in you. You know that your connection, you know, with God is real.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, I want to see if we have some callers that have some questions. We actually have Wanda and Dorothy still on the line. So we're going to bring Dorothy on with us and see if we have some callers that want to press 1. And we're going to you can ask us any kind of questions or make a comment. If something blessed you tonight, you press 1, and we're going to bring you live with Dorothy and Wanda and Miss On Fire Inspired Aaliyah. So press 1, and you can go ahead and make a comment or ask a question to these dynamic ladies tonight. We had a dynamic, what did I call it? Double header. That's what I called it, a double header tonight. So I'm excited. I am so grateful that you ladies were able to join me tonight on Fire to Inspire and bless us and grace the platform with your wisdom, with your gifts, and sharing them with us. Because, you know, many times people are sitting on their gifts, but I thank God that you all are not, and you're sharing them. We have a caller. Y'all ready?
Amen.
Yes.
All right. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You have Wanda, Dorothy, and Aaliyah. Who do we have on the line with us?
Yes, you have Dennis.
Hey, Dennis, how are you?
Hey, I'm wonderful. I have truly enjoyed this show right here. It's a blessing. I wish I had my notepad with me, but I tell you what, it's been a blessing, and I just want to thank you for having that show tonight and for Miss Dorothy, the First Lady, and Miss Wanda. I was trying to get some I'm trying to remember everything because the show been so powerful. I like the shifting of the mindset in the morning, just getting your day started off right. I'm going to try that myself. I'm going to try that first thing tomorrow.
Yes.
And two, about the circle of people, that just was a confirmation knowing that everyone isn't meant to see your vision that God has for you. And it isn't for everyone. It's just for you. And just some powerful wisdom. And I thank you, ladies, for sharing that with me. It's been a blessing. So I'm going to have to listen to the show again. And I truly enjoyed it. So I want to just say thank you, and I salute you.
Well,
thank you so much
for pressing one.
Thank you.
We appreciate that, because sometimes people try to act a little shy, and they know I don't like shyness. They better press that one, because they have questions or comments. We appreciate you, Dennis. Thanks again for listening in.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Guys, you are live, and if you have a question or comment for Dorothy or me or Wanda, we are ready for your questions or your comments in tonight's show. I'm telling you, it has been an awesome, awesome show. If you missed any of the interview, you want to go back and listen to the recording shortly after the show ends. I'm telling you, these ladies got me wanting to just get up and run around and cut a couple of cartwheels. And, you know, as I said, the Lord said that my guests were going to be like Mary. And so although I'm a part of the Mary, I have actually sit down and engulfed some of this as the Elizabeths that are walking in their purpose. And so that fire, that gasoline on top of the fire is just blazing. So I just praise God for you guys tonight. I do. Amen. If you all have a question or comment, press one. I tell you, ladies, this has been such a blessing. And like you said, Dorothy, that Dennis brought that back up. He said how you start your day, shifting of the mind. And, you know, that's one of the things that the Bible speaks of, renewing your mind, because your mind is always, it can go so many different angles because of what you're seeing. So you got to be careful what you're putting into your eyes and your ear gates. And so, you know, that right there, I don't watch a video daily, but I wrote a book of affirmations, declarations, and prayers, and it's actually entitled Prayers, Affirmations, Declarations, the ebook. And the Lord gave that to me the same year, actually the same month that I launched this show, in December of 2014. And so I have actually been writing more and just blessing God for it. So I just thank God for you guys.
Thank you. I'm so thankful for you. Like, you have been such a blessing to me, even the times that I have had an opportunity to speak to you before the show, and you are just a woman of excellence, and I appreciate you and everything that God is doing through you.
Amen, amen. I give God all the glory. It's all to him. Wanda has another calling, and Wanda, we appreciate your time. We appreciate your gifts. And thank you so much for joining us on Fire to Inspire.
Thank you, ladies.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So we have some more callers. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us this evening?
We have April.
Hey, April. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I am blessed, and you're better than pretty good, baby. You are better than blessed, so
yes,
you are awesome.
Yes, I am.
Amen, amen.
I am. Tonight's show was an awesome show, and I really appreciate it. Me getting started, or shall I say, coming into my passion and walking that path as a beginner you know, I got a lot of insight tonight, and I just want to say thank you, ladies, for that. Also, I asked the question, for someone like myself who, you know, just now beginning that journey of your passion, because like you ladies too, you know, I've been through a situation where I was on a job and I was fired and I was fought for my unemployment, never got it. Then I realized that I had power, that I can tilt myself out and do the same thing that I was doing with the employer. And then I went back into the system and got a job, and 3 years ago God said, embrace this change, and I embraced it, and now I'm feeling that pressure or that fire to just move out of that and be my own boss. So what advice do you have for someone who's really walking in your direction? You ladies, all three of you ladies, are something that I'm aspiring to be. I'm finishing up my first book. I definitely want to do some motivational speaking. And I'm actually starting my brand, Picking the Pieces. So what do you say for somebody like myself?
You want to start, Dorothy?
I'll go ahead. I would say get the knowledge that you need and allow God to guide you. And be careful about getting too much information, because sometimes we can get so much information from so many different people, and just because it worked for them does not mean that everything is completely right for you. But don't get so much information and then don't do anything, because I've seen that a lot of times where people, they study, they get a lot of information, and then they feel like, oh, well, I have to know this before I can get started. I have to know this before I can do something. And just stop. You know, just move forward. Okay. Keep going.
You just stepped all over my toes. because I did get a lot of information about life coaching and, you know, building my brand, and then I sat on it for 3 years. So, you know, I just feel like this is my year to step out and all the information I was gathering, start to use it. I did have fear. Mm-hmm. I did have procrastination. And, you know, I just feel like all of that is gone. It's time.
Mm-hmm. Use what you have. That's what I would say. You have it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we can feel like, oh, if I just had this thing, then I could get this. If I just had this, then I could get that. But we don't even use what we already have.
That's absolutely
so true. So true. All right. Well, thank you so much for dialing in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right, we got another call. Are you ready?
Ready.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You're live with Dorothy and Aaliyah. Who do we have on the line with us? Hello, you are live with us, ending in 1802, an Atlanta number, ending in 1802. You're live with us. Do you have a question or comment tonight? They may have put us on hold. Let's see. I think we have another one. We'll come back to that one. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You're live with Dorothy and Aaliyah. Did you have a question or comment tonight? An Atlanta number ending in 2937.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, Aaliyah. Hi.
Yes.
Hey, this is Wakanda. How are you?
Great. How are you? Did you have a question or comment for us tonight, Wakanda?
I do. I had a comment. I actually came on late, so I did not get to hear the first individual. I heard some of the end of the second lady that you had on, but I was really inspired and encouraged by what I heard, and just considering listening to some of her story and her testimony and thinking about, you know, just how God transitioned her by, you know, through the job and everything like that. And I know for myself, I'm right now where I am. I have to do some different things I have to do first, but I could definitely identify with some of the things that she was feeling. And then also one of the things that was said was she talked about the group of friends or the people who are your circle, basically. Mm-hmm. And when she said that, what I really thought about is, like, true, your circle gets smaller, but I don't think it just gets smaller, but the quality changes.
All right.
And I think
like
that's
that.
The biggest thing. So not only mm-hmm. does it decrease, because truth be told, like, as you start going out and doing what God has called you to do, your reach increases. But your circle may decrease, but the quality of those who are around you definitely is enhanced. It's a higher quality of people that are around mm-hmm. you that have the same mindset and the same mind frame and everything like that, and those who are going to encourage and not discourage, you know,
mm-hmm.
or hold back, you know. So those were just some of the things I was thinking about, but I really love listening and hearing, and it's definitely been an encouragement to me. And like you were saying about Mary and Elizabeth, it did stir something up in me as well. And I said, okay, Lord, you know, I'm hearing this, and I said, okay, you know, okay, I'm ready. Always moving forward. So I
Amen.
Thank God for that.
Amen. Well, we thank God that we were able to stir up some things and help you in that moving forward. We praise God for that. And thank you so much for sharing. You got to go back and listen to the recording because Dorothy was definitely speaking your language. So you definitely
okay.
want to go back
awesome.
And listen.
I sure will. Thank you.
All right, then. You're welcome.
All right.
Amen, amen. If you have a question or comment, this is the final call. Press 1. We're going to bring it live. If you have a question or comment for Dorothy or myself, Wanda had to go. She had another conference call. But I'm telling you, this has been such a blessing, and I thank you for hanging in there with us, Dorothy, even through the through Wanda's interview and, you know, being able to answer questions and comments with us tonight. We truly, truly appreciate you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, well, it's been a blessing to have you. It's been a blessing. So tell us, how can someone follow you? How can they find out more about you, what you do, helping people breathe life again? how can we reach out to you and get in contact with you?
People can go to dorothywhitfield.com and you subscribe, put in your email address and your name and subscribe and stay updated. If you want to find out about how we can work together, how you can experience a transformation, how you can get in alignment with who God has called you to be, then definitely feel free to send me an email at hello@dorothywhitfield.com, or you can go to dorothywhitfield.com and fill out the contact form and just let me know. Also on social media, on Facebook and Instagram, you can just look up Dorothy Whitfield, and Whitfield is Whitfield, and Dorothy is with two O's. I know some people spell it Dorothy. It's Dorothy, just like Dorothy Dandridge. So
okay.
That's how you can reach out.
All right. All right. Well, we appreciate you, and we hope to see you again soon.
I loved it. I loved it. Thank you. Thank you. You are truly a blessing. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, guys. If you missed any of the show, you definitely want to go back and listen to the recording, because Dorothy has, I'm telling you, we didn't really get to delve into her testimony, but she has a powerful, powerful testimony. So we definitely have to bring her back and delve into her brain a little more. I will be in Newton County at the Newton Theme School, located at 2207 William Street Northeast in Covington, Georgia, 30014, this coming Thursday. That's on March 2nd, for a play entitled Beautiful. It's a skit entitled Beautiful, written by Devon Hines. I think he will be singing. There'll be some kids acting. I'm the narrator for that event. I'm so excited about doing it. It's a skit entitled Anti-Bullying Skit entitled Beautiful. And it was written by Devon Hines, who's also the writer and singer of the song Beautiful. And it's, you know, talking about bullying and where we stand and how many children are impacted, because there are so many children that are losing their lives and losing, dropping out of schools to such a thing. So we want to make sure that we are bringing awareness to this and bringing back the kingdom of God, taking our rightful place and stopping this stuff. So again, the skit is entitled Beautiful. If you are in the Conyers Covington, Stone Mountain area, it will be on Thursday, March 2nd at 5 p.m. at the Newton Theme School at 2207 William Street Northeast, Covington, Georgia. So I'm so excited about being a part of that event. Also, we're going to be doing an author showcase for the month of March. It's Reading Awareness Month, and we're going to be doing a showcase. Showcasing authors. If you're interested, it's going to be very, very affordable. You're going to laugh when you hear the rates. We're going to be doing the last 2 weeks of March. And if we have an influx of authors, because I know so many authors personally, we may do Tuesday and Thursday nights that last 2 weeks of the month. So, guys, email me at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com if you're interested. It will tell you more about it. We'll be sending flyers and things of that nature out really, really soon. But, you know, trying to help people get visibility as well as keep it economical. And when I say economical, you're going to laugh. But if you're interested in being a sponsor for the show, we're still extending that $25 for the entire month to run an ad on Fire to Inspire and sponsor the show. We will be, you know, announce your business or service each and every week. I post it on social media, and that will be something that we will continue until God tells me differently. Ever since I launched the show 2 years ago, that's the price I've been extending, because God ain't told me to move it. So we're going to continue at that price until God says otherwise. But guys, I tell you, I'm excited and elated about what God is doing in your life. Remember that you are more than enough. God has already given you a provision for every vision. His yea and amen are still yours. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what it currently looks like. God has already made a promise to you. You stand on that promise. You stand on his word, and you move forth in everything he's called you to. I'm telling you, you will not regret it if you stay focused and keep the faith. Understand that you are more than enough. Your greater is here. Your greater is here. Your manifestation is now. Just continue to declare and decree the things that you want to see and stop speaking the things that you currently see. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. All of my books are available on Amazon and Kindle. The books are available in ebook as well as paperback. On Fire to Inspire, the book is available on audiobook, ebook, and paperback. Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations is only an ebook at this time. And then the children's book, A Learning Book Just For Me, is a book that teaches foundational English and Spanish. And it has a music CD if you order it through me at the onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. If you order online, of course, you know, as an ebook, you just have an ebook and you can get the CD separately. But guys, I thank you so much for listening in. Each and every week, we're here Tuesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central. Tell your friends, tell your family, because it's time for them to stop existing and start living the life that God created for them to live. I love you guys, and I will talk to you next week. Have a blessed one.